You're listening to the audio production of God's Way is Still the Best Way by Zig Ziglar, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Milton Bagby. To Julie Ziglar Norman, my youngest daughter and the best editor, the hardest working and most fun I have ever worked with. It's been a delightful experience. Thank you, Julie. Forward by John Maxwell. In 1974, my father, brother-in-law, and I attended a conference in Dayton, Ohio. Thousands of people packed the place to hear some of America's greatest speakers. That day, some impressed me, but one impacted me. Zig Ziglar connected with the audience in a way that I will never forget. He charmed his way into the hearts of the people with his humor, insights, and ideas. But his expressed faith in God is what warmed my heart. With great skill and experience, Zig continually brought God into his success story. That night I stood in line for an hour to meet him and walked away with an autographed copy of See You at the Top. 30 years later, I can say that Zig's enthusiasm for God still warms my heart. We have spoken together on platforms across America, worshiped God together, encouraged each other on some of our country's finest golf courses, and shared many intimate conversations during dinner. I have been beside Zig during his greatest moments and in his darkest hours, and his faith in God has always been stellar. God's Way is Still the Best Way is more than a title for his book. It is the story of his life. When I was senior pastor of Skyline Wesleyan Church in Lemon Grove, California, our church wanted to have an outreach event for the business community of San Diego. We invited Zig to be our speaker, and more than 2,500 people attended the event. Once again, Zig connected with the audience and shared the gospel with them. That night, many people began their journey with God. That night, I began my journey to learn how to bring Christ to the business community. God's Way is Still the Best Way has influenced me to integrate my faith in the marketplace to honor God and to be a witness to those who do not know God. After reading this book, it is my joy to share the following thoughts with you. First, this book encourages Christians. Anyone who is
sample complete. Ready to continue?